T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Many families were planning on spending the spring months playing in sports leagues and training. The coronavirus has now put that on hold, and has some parents worried about their players' development. KMOX's Megan Lynch spoke with ATI Physical Therapy's Chuck Figpin about how this extended break might actually be the best thing for young athletes.
You know, I think it's actually really a great opportunity for parents to stop and assess the type and amount of participation their kids are having. And look over the last 6 months to a year and really focus on two questions. How many months per year is my child playing a single sport? And how many hours per week are my child playing sports? Because we know that kids that play a single sport more than 8 months per year or participate in a single sport more hours than their age, so let's use the seven-year-olds, they shouldn't do more than 7 hours of training of a single sport a week. If they do, they're at increased risk of injury.
Now, I've spoken with some experts that have seen repetitive injuries in kids as young as 8, 9, or 10 in a series that we did a couple of years ago here on KMOX. How do you convince parents of kids this young that down the road, doing the same activity over and over and over again is going to cause damage?
I simply start with reminding parents that scholarships are never given out at 8 years old, but there are things that happen at 8 years old that can prevent a child from having that opportunity. And then a little bit of level set of that most professional athletes, there's some studies that suggest as much as 80% of professional athletes played multiple sports. They didn't play a single sport. And so if that is the goal, if that's in the cards for a kid, that's not how to get them there, by specializing and overdoing it early, early in their life.
Would you recommend that kids maybe participate in a program where they can really work on range of motion that are not maybe sports-specific training?
You know, I think the biggest thing for kids to do is develop overall physical ability and strength and flexibility. So it's usually not a specific program for most kids, unless they've had an injury. Really, overall, just learning how to be flexible, good strength training really allows kids to develop and grow into their body so they can participate safely in sport.
So maybe this time just let them get out and run and bike and things like that?
Absolutely. Sometimes just being a kid, right? I think it's one of the opportunities as we're stopped and we reflect on how often they're doing things, mix it up, do things that the kid doesn't normally do, and just allow them to have fun and really become accustomed to taking a break and understand how taking a break can allow them to prevent injuries and stay in the game long term.
Is that something that you see professional athletes do as well? You know, how do they structure their workouts and their breaks?
You know, professional athletes always take a break. I mean, most professional baseball players, when they finish, let's say they make it to the World Series in October, they don't do hardly anything in November or December related to baseball. They'll work out, they'll run, they stay in shape, but they don't really pick up a baseball and really start training for baseball-specific activities until the winter's over. And so I think that's why in our kids we can really help them understand that this is how the pros do it, this is how they rest and recover, and that's what you should do too. You should take breaks so you can prevent injuries and stay in the game.
That's physical therapist Chuck Figpin speaking with KMOX's Megan Lynch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Spend
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.